This is Ken from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Restaurant, where we have created a blend of barbecue and Southern cooking. We have taken the best barbecue styles and flavors from Texas, Missouri, and the Carolinas. What food has meant to my family is a way to come together and fellowship. We invite you to come and join us. We are located at 5250 East 22nd Street in Tucson at the crossroads of Craycroft and 22nd. Call us at 520-745-4746. Come on down and get your barbecue on. Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander on KVOI 1030 The Voice. Get Your Barbecue On is a show for backyard cooks looking for tips and insight into barbecuing, grilling, entertaining, and enjoying themselves outside with delicious food. Each week, we'll share some barbecuing and grilling tips, techniques, recipes, and a few pitmaster secrets you just have to know. Every show will feature fun, interesting, and informative guests, and will also answer listener questions. Please send your questions to getyourbbqon@gmail.com or visit our website at kenshardwoodbbq.com and click radio show. Welcome to today's show. This is Ken on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. We have a very good show. Actually, great show. Yeah. I'm thinking it's really going to be a really great show today. Well, I'm going to tell you, first I was thinking good, but when I start thinking about we're going to be talking about tri-tip today, it's going to be a great show because I love me some tri-tip. So it's me and the doctor today. Doctor Andre Jones.
Hello.
Yes, it's great to have you on, doctor.
Of course. Great to be on.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about tri-tip today, but also we're going to be talking about a transition.
Oh?
Yeah, transition.
We're transitioning?
We are transitioning after this show, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yes.
Where are we going?
First let me say throw out some shout outs and some thank yous to KVOI 1030 The Voice. That's where we're currently airing as a radio show.
Right.
But we're going to be transitioning to podcast.
Podcast only?
Podcast only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're moving into the future.
Oh, well, I wasn't ready for that.
Right.
That's not what I woke up to expecting today when I came in.
Yeah, so as great as it's been, and we've really enjoyed our time as a radio show, we're going to be moving over to podcast. The thing about podcasts, we have a little more control over the content and the format. And so I'm really excited about just going to podcast only. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in the second half of the show. And that conversation is going to be led by the doctor.
Woohoo! Get the lead part of the show.
Right. So I'm looking forward to that. But for now, let's get right into some tri-tip.
Yeah. So explain to me what a tri-tip is. I saw it on the agenda, but I'm like, what is that?
It's similar to, it has like a steak kind of look and taste when you slice it. But the tri-tip is part of the sirloin roast. It's a triangular shaped roast. And by it coming from the hind legs of the cow, beneath the cow, and those typical muscles right there are, especially like the shoulder and some of the brisket and those, they have they do a lot of work.
Oh.
Yeah, that's to hold the cow up. And therefore, they have a lot of connective tissue in those. But this part where this sirloin or tri-tip comes, that part of the cow doesn't have as much of the connective tissue in it. It's a very delicious piece of meat.
Yeah.
And the tri-tip historically
comes
from Santa Maria, California.
Really?
Right. That's where it's known from. They sort of invented or they came up with this cut of meat.
Oh.
Right, back in the day. And I don't know if you've ever seen folks cook tri-tip. They even have what they call the Santa Maria style grill.
Really?
Right. You'll see a grill and you'll see this big wheel on the side.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. One of our guests had that. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. Where you can lower and drop
the, yeah.
Yeah, the grates, the grill. The,
yeah.
Yeah, where the cooking surface. And so you basically, that's how you control the heat and how much direct heat is going to go on the meat on that Santa Maria style grill. And the, and when you see it, I've seen the folks that cook these and sell them. They have these huge trailers and they have 20 of these,
whoa,
30 of these
wow.
tri-tip roasts just sitting on that Santa Maria style grill.
Wow.
Now, we're going to talk about how you prepare, you know, basically prep that tri-tip and also how you cook it.
Okay.
Yeah. And how you set up the grill. And you don't have to have a Santa Maria style grill. We can use our typical kettle grill.
Okay.
We can use our electric grill or our gas grill or whatever.
But I'm about to say my gas grill can do this, right?
Right. Your gas grill can do it.
Okay,
for sure.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
And so the first thing, let's talk about how do you season a tri-tip. Most folks just come up with like a little rub and like salt, maybe some kosher salt, pepper, they have some garlic, maybe some other little spices in there. And you take that tri-tip and you rub it down real good. Typically, if you can get the tri-tip where they have not removed the fat cap.
Interesting.
Fat is flavor.
Really?
Fat is tenderness.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
Okay.
So as that fat cooks down, or, you know, as you render that fat and it cooks down and those juices go in and they help to make the meat tender. So it's best, more fat is better if you have a fat cap. And I would not trim the tri-tip. But a lot of tri-tips come already trimmed, and that's fine. So the first thing we want to do is we want to rub down that tri-tip. And, you know, some people rub them down and they'll put them in plastic wrap, whatever, let them sit overnight. Mm-hmm. You can do all this, or you could just cook it straight away.
Oh.
Get the tri-tips, rub them down real good, and then go get the grill ready.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a Santa Maria style grill
right.
where you can move the grates up and down, I would suggest that you set up the indirect method of cooking where you got a hot side and then you got this cool side over here.
Yeah.
And this is if you have a lid style grill or smoker.
Yeah.
You know, your grill, you have a lid and you can close it and therefore you can cook it with the indirect heat.
Okay.
Like, so typically you have the propane smoker, you have a lid. So you set up an indirect side.
Yeah.
So the thing is, and again, I want to stress meat thermometer. This
oh
is how,
gosh,
especially
so
when
helpful.
You're cooking a piece of meat like this, a steak or whatever, and you're trying to get a certain temperature.
Yeah.
I've not invested into the probe type meat thermometer with the digital output.
Sure.
And I
it
say
tells
that
you
where
as
we
it's
are,
cooking.
As you're cooking it,
yeah.
that one. So I'm looking into picking me up one of those.
That sounds good.
But right now I just have the digital that you just probe the meat and check it as it's cooking.
Yeah.
And then you'll go in and just check it periodically and see what the temperature is. But if you do have that one probe that you can stick in there while it's cooking so you can monitor it while it's cooking, I would definitely suggest that.
Got it.
Okay, so we're talking tri-tip. We're talking pretty much high heat and you're trying to get it to a temperature. And for me, tri-tip would be medium rare to medium. So we're trying to get a temperature somewhere like 135 to 140, no more than 145. You want to get those tri-tips off. Anyway, so the thing is, set it up indirect. Set up the indirect heat, and you know how to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, right. So you got the hot side. So you're going to start it out on the indirect side.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's backwards. So we do it usually how we grill.
Yeah. Usually we say, go get the grill marks.
Yeah.
Do it this way. And some people can. So anyway, I would say we're going to start out indirect this time. We're going to put it on the indirect side and we're trying to get it to a temperature of about 110.
Ooh. Okay.
internal temperature of the tri-tip 110.
Uh-huh. On the indirect side.
On the indirect side.
Uh-huh.
Once we get internal temperature on the indirect side of 110, now we're going to open it up and then we're going to put the tri-tip on the hot side.
Okay.
Now we're looking for the grill marks. Now we're trying to get that sear on the tri-tip. And we really have to monitor the temperature then, because now we're putting it on higher heat.
Yeah.
And it's going to start going. Yeah. And so now once you get up to 130, 135, 140, right in there, just about, you know, where you like your meat, where you want it, then it's ready.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Easy. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems pretty simple.
Yeah. That seems really easy.
Yeah. All right, well, it's time for us to take a break right now. And when we come back, we are going to answer a listener question and check in with the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones, our pit master in training. We'll see you on the other side.
Octavia Social Media Strategies is a digital marketing firm that has the perfect solutions for your services. We offer website development, social media marketing, and video marketing to ensure your business a winning edge amongst competitors. We are a proud, locally Black-owned business serving the Tucson area, and we are offering a special for you, a free digital marketing assessment. All you have to do is contact us at 520-777-3540. That is 520-777-3540. Or visit us at www.octavia.social. We are an entrepreneur's first choice to be seen, be known, and be the expert.
Welcome back to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander on KVOI 1030 The Voice. I'm here with the doctor, Dr. Andre Jones.
Hello, hello.
And it's time for us to answer listener question.
Yeah, you have one of your super fans. One of your super fans asked the question.
Super fan.
Yes, yes. Eileen from El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
She asks, how do you start a fire? She's trying to grill and has all these dudes who don't know how to grill.
Wow.
And she wants to know how to start a fire, because I'm thinking that she wants to be the griller in that household right there.
All right, right. Well, I can say that probably the best way to start out is figuring out how to start a fire. Hard to grill.
Exactly.
Without a heat source.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now,
and that depends on the heat source, right?
It definitely depends on the heat source. So right away, how to start a fire, I'm assuming she's talking about wood or charcoal.
Yeah.
But if she's really starting out, must be charcoal.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with, how do you like charcoal for the grill?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm pretty sure we talked about that in episode one.
I think that was episode one.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So one of the things we need to ask Eileen or just offer to her to go and listen to episode one.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want a little more detail. But
I agree.
We talk about the charcoal chimney.
Oh, yeah.
And so basically, charcoal chimney is this some type of little steel can looking with holes in it. It has a handle on it.
Yeah.
And so what you do is you dump charcoal into one end,
uh-huh,
and then you tear paper.
Oh.
And you put the paper under the other end. And I normally take just the paper from the charcoal bag.
Oh,
and I tear up the pieces on the charcoal bag, because those charcoal bags burn pretty easily.
Yeah, sure.
And you stick that under there, and then you take a lighter, mm-hmm, and then you light it. And then the paper burns, and then you'll see smoke coming out of the top of the chimney.
Yeah.
And in about 20 minutes, you have red hot coals.
Nice.
And that's all you do. And, you know, the handle has a tendency to get hot occasionally.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to burn your hand. Have some type of towel or glove or something to protect yourself. And then once those red hot coals, you just dump them right in the grill.
Yeah.
Put the grate over there and you're good to go.
It's nice
that
and
simple.
Hot. That is really easy.
Right,
20 minutes
right.
And you have a hot grill ready for you.
Right, right. And you don't have to use charcoal lighter fluid. And charcoal lighter fluid, a lot of people say that there's no residue and I don't taste it on the meat, but I know a lot of folks that are pretty sensitive.
Yeah.
And have a very sensitive palate, and they'll say, mm-hmm, man, it tastes like charcoal lighter
fluid.
And there's no need to use it.
No.
Really.
Yeah.
So this is a much better way to light your coals. And I think it's a much safer way to light your coal. Eileen, maybe go back and listen to episode one.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we're going to drop some videos on our website here soon.
Yeah.
I've got a video lighting the charcoal chimney.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for taking the time to send us that question, Eileen. Now it's time for us to check in with the doctor, our pit master in training, Dr. Andre Jones.
Hello. All right. Well, Ken, I have a story for you, and I love to tell you in story form.
All right. I'm all ears here.
All righty. So it all started when we last talked, and I said, hey, I'm going to make ribs, part two.
That you did.
Yes. And I was so stoked. You know, during the week, I found the ribs I wanted. Mm. And it's like, okay, these are the ribs I want.
So what type a rib did you have this time?
Baby back.
Baby backs again.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to try. The last time I made it, they were a little burnt. Right. And my mother liked it burnt. I found out that my godbrother, my best friend, he loves them a little burnt too. Oh, and I was like, really? You guys are weird. But I wanted to make it where it's not burnt.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so.
Yeah. You didn't want them all charred.
No, no. And it's not that I felt bad. I just wanted like a redemption. Like I can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And so. One thing I was struggling with was, what am I cooking? What is this plate going to look like?
Right, right.
Like, I struggled with that until the very end.
Until the very end before you cooked it, or until the very end when they were done?
Before I cooked it. Before okay, I cooked it.
All right.
As I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. And then I remember one of my favorite meals that I've had recently was ribs, fries, and macaroni salad.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, ribs, fries, and macaroni salad. Okay. Done. Easy. I don't have to like spin my brain going like, okay, I want to make some beans. I want to make some macaroni cheese. I'm like, no, easy. It's just me, really. So I'll just make this instead. So the night before, I had some good old pro wrestling going on. Had my cream soda in hand, went in and got the ribs and got the membrane off. No problem this time.
Right,
I was like, look at me. I'm a pro.
Right.
You know, I got my, made my rub and I even like tested my rub. I'm like, yeah, I like this. This is a good little rub here. Let me see if I can remember. Did some Mystique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got a little Mystique rub. Compared it up with, I didn't use barbecue. What did I use this time? Mystique. I had a little bit of Southwest.
Okay.
And I had one more just to kind of add a little kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good. Right. And I used that same rub in my barbecue sauce too.
Right. Okay.
So that way it was really consistent with everything.
Now, I don't want to get you off on this, but I've been thinking lately. You know when we had Beverly Elliott on the show?
Yeah.
Right? And she talked about barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't know why it keeps running through my head. And I'm saying, well, Dr. Jones should try a cream soda barbecue sauce.
Dude, I am so in the process of doing it. I am so in the process of figuring it out. It's a lot of failure right now. I haven't perfected it yet.
Yeah.
Either
you just need to add some in there.
I do. And I think every time I add it, I add too much.
Oh.
So it's just a matter of trying to find the
balance.
Right.
You need the right balance.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
But I am working on it. Okay. I am totally working on it.
I just didn't want to get by this. Let it slip by.
No.
Yeah. Cream soda barbecue sauce.
I'm working on it. All right. Once I get it, it's going to be in the same aisle as the cans are with barbecue sauce.
All right.
So I get my rub. I rub everything down. Everything's looking good. It's smelling good.
Uh-huh.
And I throw those bad boys in the refrigerator. And I said, all right, it's going to sit overnight.
Right.
I'm going to be ready for it.
Right.
Went, ran around with my dog, got everything else I needed to get, and came home. And now it was time to get busy.
Get busy.
So got my cream soda ready, talking to my godbrother. And as I'm talking to him, I'm like, by the way, I'm making ribs right now. And as I'm talking to him, by the way, the ribs are looking really good right now.
the whole time.
And I put them on. I made my pouch.
Yeah.
With some wood chips and my hickory wood chips.
Yeah,
made my pouch. Mm-hmm. Heated that up. Make sure there was some smoke coming out before I put them on. And throw those bad boys on. And I'm so proud of myself, Ken. Because I did not keep looking at them. I know.
No looky-loo today.
No. And what I did is I did 45-minute increments.
Okay.
Because that's basically how I kicked them, just to check on them.
Right, right.
So
right.
First 45 minutes was just, you know, getting them, let's get them good.
Yeah, yeah.
Came back over, flipped them over, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm smelling. Suddenly now the house is starting to smell like it. Wow. Outside is beginning to smell like it. And it's going good. The next 45 minutes, go out, flip them back over, start taking the temperature.
Yeah.
Digital thermometers are so much better than just the other school.
Right, man.
That's just a waste of time. So looking at them, they're cooking just fine. Everything is going. I'm like, oh, these are looking really good.
Wow.
Cook them around for another 45 minutes. And I'm like, okay, now the barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the barbecue sauce real quick. I went out and it was right before they were done. They were right at temperature.
Perfect time.
Put some barbecue sauce on them real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, 2 minutes. That's all you get. Went back inside, waited about another 2 minutes. And I went out and oh my gosh, you're beautiful.
Man, the skills, they just every week.
I know.
Picking up, man.
I know.
All right.
Yeah. So ribs part two was a big success.
All right. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
Next week, we're possibly looking at tri-tip.
I don't know. I might have to upgrade my grill if I'm going to do tri-tips,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've actually like did everything my grill could do, but I might have done everything my grill could do.
No, I'm thinking we'll figure out a way to get those tri-tips. And do those tri-tips on your grill.
Awesome.
All right.
And it'll be an exclusive episode on the podcast.
On the podcast, right.
To hear about tri-tip.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so speaking of the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, it's time for us to take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the big transition.
Woohoo!
All right. So Dr. Jones and I will be right back. Take care. See you on the other side. Hey, Tucson, you can still get your barbecue on at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, 5250 East 22nd Street, offering our delicious award-winning brisket, ribs, southern fried catfish, down-home sides, and our full menu of homemade dishes for takeout. 745-4746. That's 745-4746. Or visit our website. Come on down to Ken's Hardwood Barbecue and get your barbecue on.
Welcome back from the break. This is Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander here on KVOI 1030, The Voice. And it's not Ken's voice you're hearing right now. That's right. It's your doctor, Dr. Andre Jones, right here. And I have my special guest today. Yeah, we're flipping this around. My special guest today is Ken Alexander. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
So happy for you to be on. Man, I have to say, your show, Get Your Barbecue On,
yes.
has been transformative for me. Really, I am now living, I want to say, like the pitmaster in training grill life. Like, I didn't know that this was a lifestyle.
You didn't know.
No, I really didn't know. Right. I thought that it was just like, okay, I'm just going to learn some tips.
Yeah.
That's all I thought. I was like, I'm just going to learn some tips. I'm going to do my homework every week and I'm going to cook things. I'm going to grill stuff. But now I'm like excited about it.
Yeah. You didn't know it was going to like bring your family closer together.
No.
Going to bring your mom to the house.
Mom, yes.
Folks are going to be looking at you like, hey, when are you going to barbecue again?
Exactly.
When can we get together?
Exactly. Exactly. Or as my friend said when we came in, he's like, I want a rib. I was hoping you're going to offer me one. And yes, I want some fries and mac and cheese or macaroni salad. Like, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
So is this what grill life is about?
This is what grill life is about. It's about bringing people together. It's about getting together with good food.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about celebrating life, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you have all of the real pit master skills, mm-hmm. it's much more than just cooking.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. It's bringing people together. It's people wanting to be there, be around, and enjoy each other.
Yeah. And I'm totally seeing that. Like I said, my friend, I didn't even know what time he was going to come over, but he came over at the perfect time. We cheers to family.
Right.
Like, that was our cheers between cream sodas.
Yeah.
Cheers
yeah.
to family.
Cheers to family. Yeah.
Like, I didn't expect that. And you know, something else that I really learned and taken on is that there's a science to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
I haven't had this much fun in cooking in forever. I don't think ever, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you, as you pick up the skills, as you pick up and figure out how to do it,
yeah,
and you start experimenting with the flavors, mm-hmm. and you start just kind of like making your own style. It's wonderful. It's very rewarding.
It is.
Yeah,
it
is. When you're looking at that platter,
mm-hmm.
are you looking at that finished product?
And yeah.
You're like, wow, look yeah. at that. What really makes you feel good is then when you feed it to folks. When
yeah.
they come and they're like, you know, there's no meat left on that rib.
Uh-huh,
or you see them, they're cleaning their plates or whatever, and they're really enjoying
yeah.
it. And
they go for like, seconds or thirds.
Right, right.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And that's when you think, wow, okay, so yeah, that's nice. It gives you a great, really rewarding feeling when you see that.
It does. It yeah. really does. And what has been your favorite part? You know, we're off in this maiden voyage into the digital age known as podcasting. And what has been your favorite part about doing the radio show? And why did you do a radio show in the first place?
Thing is, we did a radio show because in the restaurant, many times we were having people come in to the restaurant and they were asking questions about, how do I do a brisket? How do I do this? They were asking me questions about barbecuing. And so, you know, I'm always trying to help people. So mm-hmm. I would go ahead and tell them what temperature this or how to do this or how to do a pork butt, how, and I was like, maybe folks may want to hear something like this.
Yeah.
Maybe if we had a platform to share this information, mm-hmm. then that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
And so that was the reason that we wanted to start a show. And then as we started trying to figure out what the format for the show was going to be.
Right.
Yeah, of course, we were going to have barbecue tips on there. Mm-hmm. We wanted to try to help people and get it. But then we thought about, it would be great to have some very interesting guests on the show.
Yeah.
That maybe want to share what they've done in the community. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would be a very important part to the show. And we've had some great guests on the show
so
far.
We have.
Right. Really, really great guests on the show so far. And you ask me, well, what do I really like most about the show?
Yeah.
And I think we have the guests, and they're from all different backgrounds, mm-hmm. and they've done a lot of stuff. Most of them have lived a life of service.
Yes, they have.
Helping people.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, that's what the show, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And so the conversation that we've had with the guests and them sharing with us their life of service.
Mm-hmm.
And also what they know about food and how food,
yes.
how that whole food has affected their community.
Yeah.
When I say their community, their family, what it yeah. meant to their family, what it meant to the people and friends and all of those things are basically my favorite part. We get folks in here in the Ken's Hardwood Barbecue radio studio.
It's such a great ongoing joke.
Yeah, right. But, anyway,
but it is the studio. It is, it is. Kids Hardwood Barbecue Studios.
right. Today.
For today.
But anyway, we get them here in the studios and
yeah.
we just have a conversation.
Yeah.
And we just talk about and you know, it's fun.
It is.
We have a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it gets really heartfelt a lot of
it
times.
Is.
But, you know, again, because of all of the great work that mm-hmm. they're doing to help people. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably my favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
And that's why we're out searching for very interesting, informative, and great guests.
Yeah.
And we have some coming up here in the future lined up.
And it's
going to be a great podcast.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
As we move to that digital age of the podcast.
Right.
You know, I have been behind the scenes in the show and seeing all of it and how it's produced and whatnot and helping in the creation of the shows. And you said something that was so great is about the guests come with their stories.
Right.
They just share, like, heartfully, the president of the community food bank.
Right, and, right, right.
And just hearing...
Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he was just so amazing and passionate about giving back and how it's just been a life of giving back.
Right.
And what they're doing right now, especially the effect of COVID-19 and who they need. And you said it perfectly, you know, whatever you can.
Right.
Just give back.
And, you know, feeding folks.
Yeah.
Feeding the homeless, feeding young people, feeding children.
Yeah.
You know, that's near and dear to my heart.
Uh-huh.
As you know, that my mom has spent a lot of time and a lot of years in her life feeding the homeless.
Yeah.
And looking after the hungry. And so it's special to me also. Mm-hmm. And so the community food bank, I think, is a very important organization to every community. And I would just ask folks to contribute.
Yeah.
Help out. Help feed people. There's no reason for anybody to be hungry in this world.
No. Because that's what this show is all about. It's all about community.
Right. I mean, it's a national show, but everybody's community has hungry people.
Yeah. And so now we're going to a digital platform. This podcast thing, like, it's so futuristic.
Right. You know, the thing about the podcast, and it's going to be great for us. First off, I want to say thank you very much to KVOI 1030 Voice and the folks over there at Bustos Media. I want to give a shout out to Charles Heller. He's the guy that I work with over at Bustos Media, and he was instrumental in getting us going with the radio show podcast. So, Charles, I want to say thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, I believe, Ken, at this time, you would say things like, it's time for us to take a break.
Right. Yeah, that's what I would say right now. Time for us to take a break.
And when we return, we will talk about the future of Get Your Barbecue On the podcast. So everyone, stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side.
We here at Octavia Social Media Strategy support the brave men and women who risk their lives on the front line of this coronavirus. We ask that everybody protect themselves and each other by following all the basic steps necessary to curb this disease. Remember to wash your hands and wear your mask at all times, because family and friends are the most important gifts on earth. Please visit our website at www.octavia.social to help join us in this effort. We look forward to working with you. And when it comes to social media, let us help you be seen, be known, and be the expert.
Welcome back from the break. This is Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander here on KVOY 1030 The Voice. And if you don't know, this is not Ken's voice. This is the voice of your doctor, Dr. Andre Jones, here in the house. And I have flipped it around. I've taken over the scripts and I have taken over the host seats. And I have as a guest Ken Alexander, the host of Get Your Barbecue On. I kind of take it over your show first.
Yeah, you do. Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you.
Of course. So here we go to our voyage onto the podcast. So tell us, Ken, what can we expect in future episodes now on the podcast?
Well, first off, let me tell you where you can find us on the podcast.
Good idea.
And everything I'm about to say, you can search us.
Yes.
At Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander.
Yes.
So you can search your favorite podcast platform, but I'm going to reel off a few. We got Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and you can always find us on kenshardwoodbbq.com. Just click radio show and you can listen to it there.
Awesome. So what are we going to do in the future? What are we going to do other than I'm going to cook some more, maybe upgrade a grill, find a woman, all these other things.
But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to continue cultivating the pitmaster skills of the doctor.
That's right.
Dr. Andre Jones.
Yes, that's continuing.
And thus far, I mean, he's done some really great things. You know, he's gone with the hot dogs. He's done the burgers. He's even done ribs, and he did a great job on the steaks.
Yeah.
But yet and still, he hasn't had a date at any of these events. He's working on it.
He just called me out. I've been exposed.
So apparently we have some more work to do to get him up to that status where they start coming in and say, hey, you know, he start you know, have a few come by and says, you know, maybe like, wow, it really smells good up there. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he can, you know, somebody can come over for dinner.
Right. There you go. You yes.
Know, I think that's our next step to get them to the level of, you know.
Yeah, that might have to be recorded. That might be a video.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to keep working the doctor. He's doing a great job. I mean, he went from not knowing how to cook hot dogs to just cooking some fantastic ribs last week. So we got a ways to go with the doctor, but we can see if we can get him his pit master training diploma.
Woohoo!
You know, one of these, you know, sometime in the future.
Sometime.
But
sometime.
So that's one thing you have to look forward to is the doctor. The other thing is we're working on some really good content as far as what we're cooking. Mm-hmm. You know, we did tri-tip this week. We've done brisket. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to keep looking for and trying to help you develop your own style and help you figure out how to cook some of these, you know, challenging meats,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, mm-hmm. so we'll just keep looking for great content to share with you as far as barbecuing and grilling and the grilling season, the barbecue season is it's probably coming up to an end. It's going to be a lot of snow. Now, even though when I lived back east, I could pull the grill out during Super Bowl or whatever, it didn't matter where it was. But anyway, some of you are going to be trying to put your grill up for the wintertime and that. And we'll talk about some of the things you need to do to make sure you're ready for the next season and Ooh. You don't have a rust bucket or anything when it's time to start grilling next year. But anyway, so we're looking for a lot of great content to share with you. Then the other thing is we're always open for questions.
Yeah.
So anything you want, and we're going to continue that with the questions. And one more thing is, as you notice, DJ hasn't been on the show lately. Well, one of the things is DJ is currently in culinary school.
Oh.
Yeah. He's already DJ Mad Skills.
That's right.
James.
Yeah.
And he's got these Mad Skills on the smoker.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is, he's a pit master extraordinaire. But now he's going to culinary school and he's trying to pull all this together. And you know, you never know. DJ have some big fancy restaurant. But DJ will on the show periodically.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great contributor to the content of the show. We look forward to him. You know, he's even when he's not on the show, we consult with DJ. So we're looking for DJ to be on some future episodes, but he's trying to balance that with school.
Makes sense.
Right. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we got DJ and then great guests.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of great guests that want to come on the show and we're out looking for other great guests to share.
Yeah.
Very informative and motivating and heartwarming stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I really look forward to that part of the show. And like I said, as a podcast, we have more control over the format of the show.
Yeah.
And there'll be some new additions to our format.
Oh, yeah.
So just come on, listen.
Yeah.
And see.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to hear more adventures of you out and about in the world.
Right.
And being an observer.
Instead
of a pit master.
And that's one of the things. We'll start talking about like the travels and, and the things I've seen or the things I see as I travel around the country and maybe, you know, pretty soon, maybe around the world again.
Yeah.
And I'm a lover of barbecue. So when I travel, I visit different barbecue joints and spaces and places and I look forward to sharing those travels and sharing those stories on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander.
That's awesome. You know, you did a very good job in story form when you told your story in story form on your adventure to Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was great. I enjoyed that. My college roommate, we all hung out. Our families hung out together in Texas, and that was great.
Yeah.
And so we'll share a bunch of stories like that, and especially with when it comes to barbecuing.
Oh, yeah.
Food is a way of life for me.
Right. And I heard you got a new toy.
Well, I am planning to get a new toy. As you know, we had David Gonzalez.
Yes.
From Arizona Barbecue Outfitters on
yep.
the show.
Yes.
And when David was on the show and we were looking at his grills, I was telling Dave, I said, hey, man, I really like that.
Yeah, I saw your eyes light up.
Tombstone, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so I decided the other day, because it has so many different things you can do with it,
mm-hmm.
the tombstone. It's, you know, it's like a Santa Maria yeah. grill mm-hmm. where it has a smoke box. You can do so many things with this grill. And there's so many things I want to do uh-huh. with this grill. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm ordering me
oh.
one of those
oh.
tombstone grills.
Oh. Yeah.
Look for more adventures
uh-huh.
of pit mastery.
Can we call it the Adventures in Tombstone?
Yeah, the Adventures in Tombstone. Adventures in Tombstone. Yeah. So when
Starry
I get
Ken
the,
Alexander.
Yeah, so when I get this grill, mm-hmm. First thing I'm gonna do is cook some tri-tip on it.
Uh-huh. And, I knew it.
Right. Some tri-tip and I'm just gonna explore all the functions mm-hmm. of this tombstone grill. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking forward to it.
That's going
to
be
yeah, the
awesome.
Only thing is I got to wait in line.
Of course.
Wait in line to get one because I got to wait till they build it. Yep. But I'm looking forward to it being built. And when it arrives.
Merry Christmas.
You will know. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
It's definitely a Christmas present. So, but hopefully I get it before then.
Yeah. And a lot of back, it was the behind the scene content we're going
right.
to be creating too.
Yeah, we'll be creating that. We're going to create some videos. We're going to do a lot of stuff and how-tos.
Yeah.
We're going to do a lot of how-to videos with the tombstone.
Yeah.
So those are going to, soon those are going to be made available mm-hmm. to our podcast listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to that.
Absolutely. You know, in the beginning when you said that we're going to go from radio to podcast, I didn't know. I was a little concerned. However, I think you kind of convinced me. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay. As a matter of fact, I know we're going to be okay.
Absolutely.
And I'll miss the folks over at the radio station, like I said, Ray and Charles and all those guys over there. But as I look out and we look forward and we have our team here,
mm-hmm.
you know, and with the help of Octavia Social Media Services.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and our production manager, Harley.
We're
looking forward to the future and with the podcast. And we want to thank all of our listeners, mm-hmm. everybody that is currently listening to the podcast. We really appreciate your support. And we're going to bring you some good stuff. We're going to bring you the good news.
Right.
We're going to be bringing you the good news. So just listen in. And we just look forward to this new adventure with Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast.
That's right. And I think we told them where they can check it out. Their favorite podcast platform.
Right.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, Spotify, or by going to www.kenshardwoodbbq.com. Click on radio show.
There you go. The Dr. Andre Jones.
That's right.
Well, I really appreciate you hosting this part of the show.
Hey, no problem.
And it's been great. Owe you a great debt of gratitude
oh.
for helping us get the show off the ground
oh.
and moving towards podcast land, this new adventure.
Yeah.
And just want to really say thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All thank right. you.
All right. So
I guess we have to do is say goodbye now.
Yeah,
right?
We just have to say goodbye and we look forward to you listening in with us on Get Your Barbecue On podcast with Ken Alexander.
Wow.
All right, Dr. Jones, thank you very much. And thank you all of our listening audience. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to next week.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Hey, we're going to have some great guests coming up on Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander podcast. Yeah, we have Dean Greenberg from Greenberg Financial. Dean used to be a restaurant owner here in Tucson, so he's going to be talking to us about his experience with the restaurant, and also he's going to be talking about, you know, what's going on in the financial world a bit. We also have a great guest coming up the week after that. We're going to have Doris Snowden. Doris is the president of the local NAACP chapter here in Tucson, Arizona. And she's going to be talking to us about what's going on with the NAACP and what its impact is on the community here in Tucson. So we have some great guests lined up, and we look forward to you joining us on our podcast, Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander. You can find us on anchor.fm, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can also find us on kenshardwoodbbq.com. Just click radio show. This is Ken Alexander. See you next time.
Wow. Sounds good. Well, maybe one day if I did pretty good as a host in this show, maybe I'll have my own show one day. Maybe.
Yeah. You mean like All About the Win podcast?
Yeah. Maybe. How about you be my first guest on it when I decide to do it?
Fantastic. I've been looking forward to it.
All right. Good idea.
Yeah. Let's make sure we'll let our listening audience know when that's available, when I'm on All About the Win podcast.
Sounds good.